We got Gail from a career in corporate public relations, university public relations, and television production. As a television producer, the last project she had worked on was Encounters with the Unexplained with Jerry Orbach. She had a chance to travel the world and to get into topics that many of us never get into. Many of them had to do with things like Nostradamus and the tribulation. Is that, and now I'm saying this right, the end times.
Well, I think you have to be very careful, too, because you need to remember that Encounters with the Unexplained was what was known as a hybrid series. It was a docudrama in which we explored any number of topics ranging from aliens and Area 51 to crop circles to non-secular issues as well. So I'd be careful about tying Nostradamus to the more non-secular issues that we investigated, among them end times, Bible code, which also plays into end time prophecy as well. This is the hidden code in the Bible, which many scholars have spent many hours extrapolating and explaining in order to better explain prophecy in the Bible.
Okay.
So I think you have to be very careful. There are a number of prognosticators out there. I think end times have been predicted in every generation since Nostradamus. But what you need to remember is that there are a variety of people who jump on this bandwagon when it comes to talking about end times. Some are known more for their theological basis and for their expertise in Bible studies. Others are mere charlatans.
I know you wonder about this listening to the news. You hear news about dirty nuclear weapons. You hear news about what Iran is doing. You hear news about threats of war in an incendiary part of the world. And you wonder, how much farther can this go before